From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Alyssa Blog, and it's time now for a new version of All Tech Considered. We're hitting refresh on the segment, taking you into the changing landscape of technology and how it intersects with everyday life.
From Silicon Valley to China, we'll feature stories from around the world. And we're also looking for more feedback and ideas from you. Every Monday, we'll preview the week's big tech stories.
Today, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg turns 28, and he'll be getting the ultimate birthday gift. His popular social networking site is expected to go public later this week. The IPO could be valued at nearly $100 billion. Also, over the weekend, Yahoo's newly appointed CEO, Scott Thompson, stepped down. For more on both stories, we're joined by NPR's Silicon Valley correspondent, Steve Henn, who's in Menlo Park today. That's the small city where Facebook is based. And Steve, for non-techies, one of the things that's so remarkable about Facebook is how quickly it became so valuable. But it does raise the question, can a company that started less than a decade ago in a college dorm really be worth $100 billion?
Well, that's a great question. And to put that in perspective, when Facebook goes public, it will probably be valued at more than Boeing and Ford combined. But Facebook's earnings, its actual profits, when you compare them to the profits of companies like Boeing and Ford, they're tiny. They're minuscule. So to justify its sky-high stock price, Facebook will need to grow like a weed for the next few years. The amount of money it brings in will have to double, and then double again, and then maybe double again for this deal to make sense for long-term investors.
And how is Facebook going to achieve that level of growth, and what would that mean for the hundreds of millions of people who use it?
Well, right now, Facebook makes most of its money from advertising. More than 80% comes from that source. So that piece of its business is going to need to expand pretty quickly. But Facebook doesn't want to clutter up its site with too many ads and annoy its users. And so late last week, Facebook gave us one hint about where it might be headed. The company has a huge amount of data about each of its users. It knows what you like, it knows who your friends are, maybe where you went to college. And right now, it uses that data to sell ads aimed at you, but those ads only appear on its own website. Friday, it tweaked its privacy policy, so going forward, it'll be able to use that information to place ads aimed at users anywhere on the web.
And that sounds, Steve, like the kind of thing that will really annoy Facebook fans more than they already have been.
Well, that's true. You know, managing privacy expectations of its users has been a big problem for Facebook, and I think it probably will remain one going forward. The company has a long history of pushing people to share more and more information about themselves, more information that they might be comfortable sharing. And there's no indication that trend's going to change. So there's always the chance that Facebook could go too far and millions of people could start quitting in droves. You know, so far that hasn't happened, but there are other risks as well. Regulators either here or in Europe could get tough. Facebook's already landed in hot water in both places. So Facebook has to walk this line while at the same time trying to convince people to share more information, attract new users, do that without running afoul of the law or really freaking us all out.
And if they can't figure that out, what happens then?
Well, it could be really bad news for investors. You know, investors who buy Facebook this week and plan to own this stock for the long haul are betting on a kind of crazy, almost unprecedented type of growth. And because of that, without that kind of growth, Facebook begins to look a lot like another Silicon Valley company, Yahoo. Yahoo sells more ads than Facebook does right now. Both companies measure their audience in the hundreds of millions. But Yahoo's stock is worth just one-fifth of what Facebook's is.
And Steve, let's talk about the recent news with Yahoo. Its new CEO, Scott Thompson, was just pushed out. He was hired less than 6 months ago. What happened to him?
Well, the short answer is that Scott Thompson got caught fibbing about his background. In SEC documents and on his bio, he claimed that he had a degree in computer science, when in fact his college degree was in accounting. When the news first broke, Thompson claimed it was all a misunderstanding, that he had never actually lied. But the more folks dug into that, the less credible it looked. And then over the weekend, Thompson reportedly told the board he had recently been diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and he stepped down.
It's a company, Yahoo, that's gone through a lot of CEOs in just the last 5 years, right?
That's right. Depending on your count, it's 4 to 6. And actually, Thompson being pushed out is a bigger story than Yahoo losing just another CEO. A group of hostile investors had dug up the information about Thompson that may have led to his resignation. And they used this controversy to land 3 seats on Yahoo's board of directors. In the past, this group has pushed to break Yahoo up or try to force the board to sell it. So really, this is a company whose future is now in doubt. And this week, as Facebook goes public, it's worth remembering that at one point, Wall Street valued Yahoo at more than $100 billion, too.
Okay, NPR's Silicon Valley correspondent Steve Henn. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And to find out more about what's going on in the tech world, you can visit the All Tech Considered blog. That's at npr.org. And share your comments. We do want to hear from you. Or you can use your mobile device's voice recording feature to send us a short message, 30 seconds or less, and email it to alltech@npr.org.